Hold on just a little while longer. Hold on just a little while longer. Hold on just a little while longer, and everything will be all right. Pray on just a little while longer. Pray on just a little while longer. Pray on just a little while longer, and everything will be all right. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for the church. Thank God for this day. Thanking Jerry and the rest of you brethren for giving me another opportunity to come out and say something to you today. I hope and pray something said from this pulpit from me be a blessing to you. Amen? Because God is good. Somebody said it's not just good all the time, he's good anytime and every time. Amen. He has no, you know, a specific time to be good. He's that way all the time. This morning my text is taken from the book of Acts, the fourth chapter. What was read to you was 19 and 20, but I would like to start, if you don't mind, from the first verse, Acts the fourth chapter, in verse 1. And it reads, "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead, and they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now even tide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas and the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name has he done this? And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people, and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred amongst themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it, but that it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them, that they speak hence to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. My text this morning is, I can't keep it to myself. I can't keep it to myself. In the book of Mark, 16th chapter, verses 15 and 16, the Bible reads, and he said to them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. I believe when Jesus gave that command to his apostle, it was just like saying, sick him to a hound dog. Amen? Sick him. Get that deer. Amen? Because they couldn't wait. It was something that was supposed to be done, and it was like it was bursting in them to do it. Amen? It was just like they couldn't wait. But can you see it? They couldn't wait. They wanted to go. But they wouldn't quite, you know, but they wanted to go. They wanted to be there. It was a story about a young man who got this particular verse, you know, kind of like wrong. Because he thought it was, when it says teach all creatures, he thought it was speaking about animals. So he said to himself, young man, he said, well, I'm going to go in the woods and I'm going to save some animals. I'm going to go and preach the gospel to some animals. So it said that he went into the woods and he saw a deer. It said the deer ran away. He saw a rabbit and the rabbit ran away. He saw a squirrel. The squirrel ran up the tree. He saw a bird and the bird flew away. He saw a bear, but the bear didn't run. He said, Mr. Bear, said, I would like to have a Bible study with you. Bear said nothing. He said, what I'm going to do, he said, I'm going to pray first, and then you pray, and then we'll have a Bible study. So, young man, he prayed. And he said, Mr. Bear, it's your turn. Bear said, let us hold hands. I was hungry, and you fed me. Thank you for this food. Amen. You get that later. Amen. You get that later on. But anyway, but the gospel, amen, is what should be bursting in us like it was bursting in the apostle. You heard what Peter said. We can't but help what. Speak what God, what we have seen and heard. We can't help it. You know, we just can't help it. You know, the gospel is this good news that Jesus Christ, the righteous one, was born of a virgin, suffered and died for our sins, and rose again, eternally triumphant over all his enemies. So that there is now no condemnation for those who believe, but only everlasting joy. Amen. So we ought to be in that way of having to say something either how we walk or how we talk. Amen. Because if we don't say it, who gonna say it? Amen. If we don't, who can? Amen. Ain't nobody else can, because nobody else was told but us. Go ye therefore. The Bible says later on, it says, how can he preach unless he be sent? We are sent people. Are you with me? We ought to be full of it. We ought to be at night, you know, I can't wait to tell somebody. Amen. bursting with that. That just, you know, I got to, because I realize what God has done for me. And I got to give you some of this while I can. Amen. But isn't it ironic that people spread gossip more faster than they spread the gospel? Isn't that something? People will tell a lie. A lie will get there quicker than the truth. Amen. Isn't it ironic that gossip, you know, would get there so fast? I remember I preached a sermon and it wasn't gossip, but in my sermon was gossip. And I want you to understand something, that I'm not speaking to any one of you about you said something about me. Amen. I'm not saying that right now. Let me get that straight. But I preached it, right? And right afterward, someone came to me. And it was like I came to the town, came up his street, stopped at his door. You know how it is, you know, like the preacher preaching. He preached right up my, you came right up my street, preacher, right? But this particular Sunday, right, he said, he came to me after I preached about, you know, and added gossip to it, right? And he said, who you was talking about? Man, ain't nobody was talking directly to you. It was just a preaching of gossip. Are you with me? So don't get, you know, get all, you know, that I'm speaking possibly about you, because, you know, people going to talk about you regardless. You know, just make sure what they talk is good and truth about you. But anyway, gossip, it seemed like it spread faster, because you have people just like the gospel, they have gossip in them and they can't what? Contain it. Got to get that gossip out. That juicy gossip, amen, you know, that I heard something about Brother Jerry and I just got to tell bro, you know, are you with me? But don't tell Jerry I said it. You know, just don't tell him, you know, amen. Don't tell him I said it now. You know, can we, you know, and before you know it, Jerry, he knows it. And he's telling me what somebody said that I said. Amen. But anyway, but gossip, that's how gossip is. Gossip, it says gossip divides relationship and destroys trust. And the pain associated with gossip is felt longer after the word has been said. Amen. It says gossipers is one who has the privilege, information about people, and reveals the information to those who have no business knowing it. Gossip is disguised as a friendly invitation of fellowship, but contains a disastrous disease inside. Amen. The difference between gossip and spreading the gospel is spreading the gospel is this. When we spread the gospel, we don't have to add to it nor subtract from it. The Bible teaches that if any man bring any other gospel than the gospel that we told you, let him be accursed. Amen. So that's telling me that it's only one gospel to tell. And when we tell that gospel, tell it like it is. It's only one. God didn't make it hard. It's only one. We don't have to wake up. Which gospel should I tell today? Only one. Amen. Only one. But gossip adds on to it. Gossip takes away from it. It has to be juicy. Amen. What Jerry told me, I got to add something to it because it was good when he told me. So now I got to tell the brother, amen, and just a little bit to it. Right. And then when he hear it, then he going to what? Add a little bit to it also. Or what a gossip does, gossip spreading, it takes away too, because a good thing, that's too good. You know, I needed to be juicy. I needed to be something that somebody want to hear. Amen. It got to be juicy. It got to be something that they want to hear. So I'm going to, amen. You remember in school when the teacher would say something to this student and tell the student to say it in the ear until they get back. You've been there. Amen. That's old school. You know, younger people probably don't know about it. But anyway, the teacher would say, Mary had a birthday party. She invited Jane and Sue. They had ice cake and ice cream, and they played Bobby Jacks. You remember, you know Bobby Jacks? You remember? No? You know, the Jacks, you know, you throw it up and grab it. Bobby Jacks. Amen? How many of you know about Bobby Jacks? Please let me see your hand. Okay. All right. But anyway, the Bobby Jacks, right? Now, that kid got to tell it, you know, make it, and when it get back to the last person, it should be the same thing. When it gets to the last person, it says, Mary had a birthday party. She invited Sue and Jane and Bobby and Jack, and they all had a good time. Are you with me? That's just how it is with gossip. Gossip don't never finish like it was. Amen? Gossip, it just don't make it the same. Amen? That gossip. Gossip is just wrong, period, for you, you know, to talk about. It's different. And it's ironic that gossip spreads seemingly faster than the gospel. Amen? Because, you know, you want to make it juicier. You want to make it that people want to hear it. But the gospel is this. When we preach it, amen, it's just that one gospel supposed to save folks' soul. Just like it saved our soul. Amen? It saved us. And if we have been saved, we know where we came from. And we can tell somebody the same thing. Sometimes we see people out there asking for money. And you know, praise be to God. You know, we pray that we could bless them. They ask for money, right? And we give them some money, right? But we ought to give them some word too. Someone said it like this. He said, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. In other words, you know, we would go and we would give, but we don't give that other part also. You know, give physically and give spiritually, so forth and so on, right? But if we know what God has done for us, when we realize and recognize what God has done for us, guess what? We will want to give somebody. And we can't wait to give somebody. Amen. Not like gossip, 4 o'clock in the morning. You can't wait to, you know, you can't wait to get on that phone and, you know, tell somebody what you heard. Amen. You know, 4 o'clock in the morning, you just can't. It's about to burst. You know, you want to call now, but they just might be sleeping. Amen. And that gossip. You see, you know, this bursting, you just gotta tell it. The gospel should be wanting to tell, so you can't just keep it in. Are you with me? You just can't keep it in. You gotta tell somebody, because what God has done for you, God can do for all. Amen. When we actually realize what God has done, when we realize what God is doing now, when we recognize what God will do and is his promise, what he is doing for us, we would want to give somebody that also. That person who's out there begging, and whatnot, we ought to tell them about Jesus. Don't just give them the dollar. Say, you know, Jesus could fix this. Are you with me? Jesus could fix this if you let him. He could fix this, right? But sometimes we just feel as though, you know, we're doing the right thing by just giving. Amen. And that's okay. That's okay. But it's more to it. But bursting out, we can't keep it to ourselves. We gotta tell somebody. We gotta just do something. We gotta tell somebody about Jesus Christ, because Jesus could fix it. We got to tell them. We can't hold it back. We got to tell them. When we look at the scriptures, Moses, right? He couldn't keep it to himself. The Bible says Moses was a slow speaker. He couldn't talk right. You know, some say that he stuttered. Some say that he spoke slowly. Some say that he just talked funny. Amen. I remember a little girl came to me and she said, my daddy said, you talk funny. I said, oh, okay. All right. And you know, and the thought that came to my mind was this, right? Now, if we was out in the woods, right, and I happened to see a bear coming before him, I say, a bear's coming. You sure enough talk funny, Brother Pastor. You something else, right? Are you with me? What do you think would happen? Huh? You see? But Moses, he didn't speak eloquent. He didn't have that speak. At first, he was afraid too, amen, to speak. Because he said Pharaoh, in other words, we can infer that Pharaoh, he could think that Pharaoh may laugh at him. Are you with me? For speaking so funny. Amen. You know, you ain't got the accent that we got. You sound funny. Ha ha ha. But Moses couldn't keep it to himself. David couldn't keep it to himself. Amen. He had to tell somebody. And see, we just don't tell somebody with our speech. We tell them with our walk and we tell them with our talk. Are you with me? If we can't reach them in our speech, we got to reach him in our walk. If we can't reach him in our speech and walk, we reach him in writing a book. Amen. Wherein David was a writer, and he helped to write that big book of Psalms. Read it sometimes. It's a big book, interesting book. Amen. Of Psalms. Solomon, his son. Solomon was the wisest man ever known, besides Jesus. Amen. Solomon couldn't hold that to himself. Are you with me? He couldn't hold it. He had to tell somebody. So Solomon got down on the paper and he wrote what he needed to say to somebody, right? John the Baptist. You know, John the Baptist, he couldn't hold that. What Herod and Herodias was doing, he had to say something about it. Amen. He had to say something. He couldn't. If John didn't say nothing, he would have still been living. But because he said something, he got his head cut off. Amen. And sometimes we are afraid to say, even though it's about to burst. Are you with us? It's about to burst out of us. We just don't think we should say it. Amen. But we should say it if it's the word of God. And John gave us that example, even if it costs death. Amen. John told the king, it wasn't no sergeant or lieutenant or whatever. John went to the king and said, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? This is your brother's wife, whatever. You know, what are you doing? And no, you don't talk to me like that. I'm the king, you know. And then Herodias says, yeah, he really disrespected us. He should not have said that. So John's head was cut off, but John had to speak. He couldn't hold it back. Stephen, he couldn't hold it. Amen. He had to. He had to say it. It was bursting out of him. Stephen, he told them what the deal was. Amen. He told it just like it was. It says Stephen was stoned. Amen. And before Stephen died, it was something in Stephen had to what? Come out. He was stoned. Now, many of us who was being stoned, we would, you know, please, no, you know. But Stephen, this is what he was saying before he died. He said, don't let this charge not be upon them. Amen. Don't hold this charge to them. You know, because they really don't know what they're doing. They did the same thing to Jesus. They don't know what they're doing. But this is what he said. But he had to say it even unto death. He was getting ready to die. But the last words out of his mouth, he said, hold not this charge unto them. Amen. That's what Stephen says. And Paul was stoned and he couldn't be quiet. He had to say it. Paul was beaten. He couldn't contain himself. He had to. Are you with me? He had to say it. You know, he had to. He couldn't contain himself. Paul was in prison. Are you with me? He couldn't hold it to himself. Are you with me? He had to say. I think him and Peter and them that was in prison. Sometimes they were singing in prison. Are you with me? Now you in prison. These people crazy, right? But they couldn't hold it because sometimes we have a song in our hearts that we can't. We just got to get out. We can't contain it. We can't hold it. We can't hold it. We gotta say it. We gotta say something. We gotta sing something. We gotta tell something. We gotta do something. You see, when you can't contain that, that's what it means. You can't contain it. You have to say something. And Peter, you know, big mouth Peter. You know, Peter, he couldn't hold it. You know, he couldn't. Peter, he just couldn't hold it. He had to say something. He had to tell somebody, you know, because God didn't tell him to hold it. God told him to go ye therefore and teach and preach. You see, God didn't say, Peter, you know, hold it now. You know, don't. Amen. God told Peter to go ye therefore and preach and teach. Go and preach and teach. Peter couldn't hold it. Peter, he recognized this now because, like I said, we are like that also. When we realize what God has done, knowing that he can do it for this person also, when we realize what God is doing now, knowing that he can do it for, are you with me? When we realize what God is going to do, that heavenly place, that mansion that he has prepared for us up there, when we realize that he has done that for us already, then we ought to come go with me. Don't you want to go to that land? We sing that song. Amen. You know, and we sing it like we mean it. Go tell it over the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it over the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. It's supposed to be something boiling in us. You know, you just got to say it. You know, like some people got the cuss. You know, they ain't hold that back. You know, are you with me? You know, but it should be a boiling, a bubbling. You know, we got to say it. We can't help ourselves. And we got to say it like we mean it. Teaching the word of God. We got to say it to somebody because we learn that these times are times of turmoil. These times is, you know, it's a rough time that we're going through now. Are you with me? Because it's not the, like I said before, it's not the birds and it's not the bees, the flowers and the trees. It's us. Amen. It's man in the system of man. Are you with me? We're doing this to ourselves. You know, the birds ain't got nothing to do with it. The animals is taking, they keeping the script better than us. Amen. Ain't that something? The dogs and the cats, the animals, they holding to God's word better than we are. And we're supposed to be over them. And we just, you know, anyway, amen. But Peter was, he was one who had a mouth problem. And Peter said, sometimes he spoke too quick, but sometimes he spoke right on time. In this particular time, he spoke right on time. You see, he was telling, he said, I can't but help from saying what God is, you know, Peter said, he said, I, whether it be right in your sight or right in God's sight, we cannot but speak the thing that we have heard and seen. What they have heard and seen was a man who was at the gate, you know, one of the things anyway, who was at the gate, and he was a beggar. And Peter and John came in, and he asked them, he said, alms, you know, do you got some change? And Peter said, look at us. We look like we got any money. Amen. Amen. You know, I had an uncle, right? I think I told you this before. And my uncle, he would make me laugh. You know, that was one thing I could say about my uncle. He would make me laugh. And I guess I got a little bit of that from him. You know, he said, I said, let me hold something, right? He said, Kenneth, I have nothing. And these two men who are with me have even less than I do. You'll get that later too. But anyway, but that was my uncle, right? But Peter and John were saying that look at us. Gold and silver have I none, but what I have I give to you. Are you with me? And from that point on, it was trouble. Amen. It was trouble. And they got to the trouble when they was supposed to be ran out of town. Get out. Don't say that kind of talk. Don't talk that kind of talk in this town. We don't mind you staying, right? But don't talk that kind of talk here, because we're not going to put up with that, Peter. Don't talk that kind of talk. And Peter said, I can't help it. I can't help it. I got to say it. Whether it be right or whether it be wrong. In chapter 5, it said that they told them not to talk that kind of talk no more. And Peter said, I got to talk it. And they wanted to kill Peter and John. They wanted to kill them. But Gamaliel stepped in and says, don't do that. And this is what he said, make a long story short. He said that if it's of God, he says, leave it alone. If what they're saying is of God, leave it alone. Because if it's of God, you find yourself fighting God. And that's a fight that you don't want to be in. Amen? That's a fight that you don't want to be in, fighting God. But he said, if it's not of God, it will come to naught. Amen. So when we teach and when we preach, when we sing, we got to sing it like we mean it. We got to tell the truth about it. Amen. And have a burst about it. I can't wait, you know, to tell somebody. Are you with me? I can't wait. And before you tell somebody, make sure you tell yourself. Amen. Make sure you tell yourself what you're getting ready to tell somebody, because it don't make sense for you to save somebody and then your soul to be lost. Amen. Amen. And Peter, it said that Peter was ran. They beat Peter and John. I think they beat them. And it said that Peter went out the city rejoicing that they were counted worthy. Are you with me? You know, people will look at them and say, these people is nuts. All they had to do was just stop talking and teaching that way and you know, going about their business, right? But Peter said, I can't help it. Are you with me? They ran Peter out of town, or they told him to stop, and the people came and said, these men that you told not to say that, they out there teaching us some more. Are you with me? And they came back, and they still was teaching the things that they were told not to teach. They couldn't hold it in themselves. They couldn't hold it no matter what. Regardless, they couldn't hold it. Amen? And I am going to put this at an end now because I see I didn't put somebody to sleep. And I didn't want to do that. But anyway, turn to Luke for me. Turn to Luke. Luke 19. This is in closing. Amen. Aren't you happy now? Amen. This is in closing. Luke the 19th chapter. Because I can't keep it to myself. You got to tell. You know, some songs that we sing, we can't hold those songs in. Some prayers that we need to pray. I see that brother went, he could put it together. He could put it together. I'm getting a little age now, brother. Brother. That's right. That's who it is. Amen. I know him. He know me. We've been together for years, but it's something wrong. Something, that thing that happens to, you know, a little forgetfulness that happens, you know. Every now and then it do. You know, it ain't as bad as Jerry now. Jerry got it better than me. But are you with me? Amen. But it's something that, you know, we need to have to. We want to explode with it. We want to explode. We can't hold it in. I got to tell you. So we go to work and we gotta just, if we can't talk, we gotta act like it. They used to get mad at me, you know. You know, why can't you come over here, you know, and drink a cold one with us? Nah. Man, you act like you better than us, you know. And I'm supposed to sit down and I ain't better, so give me one, you know. That's what I was supposed to say. Are you with me? But what was in me was full. What was in me was real. Are you with me? You couldn't take that out of me because I wanted to give you something that you wanted. You didn't probably want, and I wanted to give you the truth. Like Peter says, gold and silver have I none, but that which I have I give unto you. Amen. And just before we get to Luke, and I'm going to stop really. Just before we get to Luke, in Mark, the first chapter, 45, you don't have to turn it. Mark, the first chapter, verse 40-45, there was a man, he was a leper. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes Jesus tell us not to do something and we do it. I think Paul said it like this: the thing that I am to do, I don't do it. And the thing that I should do, I am to do, I don't do it. And the thing that I shouldn't do, I do. This leper in Mark, the first chapter, Jesus saw him and Jesus healed him. Immediately, Jesus told him. He said to go and show thyself to the priest. Go and show yourself. And don't tell nobody about it. But he went and couldn't hold it. He couldn't hold it in himself. He had to tell somebody, look what happened to me. I was dying. I had leprosy. Leprosy is a deadly disease. Leprosy is something that you couldn't even come into the city. Are you with me? If you should be around the city, you had to say leper, leper. You know. But this man, he was thrilled about what Jesus had done for him. Just like I said, when we realize what Jesus has done, we about to burst. Amen. Really, you know, when you really recognize where we've been. What we used to do, how we used to do it. Are you with me? We got to be glad. Amen. We got to be glad about where we at now. But anyway, Luke the 19th chapter. Follow me. Verses 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. We don't have to start at number one. I'm sorry. Let's go down to verse 28. Let's drop at verse 28. Are you there? Luke 19, beginning at verse 28. And we're going to read through 40. I know I scared you some. You said he's getting ready to read again and all that. But anyway, it says, and when, verse 20, and when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending unto Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he was come nigh to Bethpage at Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never a man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. We're going to come back to that in a little bit. You know, like I said, I'm closing now. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners therefore said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. Before I go any further, let me tell you something about a colt. Amen. A colt is a young horse, donkey, you know. Now, whoever of you ever been on a farm before, you know about a young horse, a young donkey, a young mule. You don't just get on them and start riding. Amen? You got to break them in first. Are you with me? You just don't, you know, catch a wild horse and bring them in and just, you know, you're going to have trouble because they're not used to nothing being on their back. Are you with me? They're not used to that. And they would buck you off until you are, until they get used to you. Are you with me? But this is the thing. One of the things that we see, and it's one of the miracles, right? We see that when they brought the young colt to Jesus, it said they set him, what? On the colt. And the colt, guess what? Didn't do anything but rode Jesus where he needed to ride. Are you with me? You see? That was a miracle. You see, because that you just don't, you know, I'm half the way a country boy, city boy, you know, and I know about these things, you know, even if I didn't know, I look at the cowboys and whatnot. But anyway, that's how it was. You don't just get on a colt that never been ridden before. That just don't happen. But Jesus got on it and nothing happened. Amen. And verse 36, and as they went, they spread clothes in the way. And when he was coming nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, and the whole multitude of disciples began rejoicing and praising God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that he had seen. Are you with me? So they was yelling, they was rejoicing, and that donkey still didn't do nothing. Are you with me? It was rejoicing. Verse 38, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And this is what Jesus said, and the lesson is yours. And he answered and said unto them, I'll tell you that if these should hold their, what, peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Amen? Shut up, Kenny. Don't say no more. Amen. Amen. But are you with me? Are you with me? It said the stones would cry out because somebody got to say something, can't hold it to themselves. Are you with me? And what if Kenneth Patterson is a person like that? I can't hold it to myself. I probably won't have no teeth in my head because I'm going to tell somebody and get knocked down, you know. But you can't be afraid to get knocked down. I'll probably be talked about. You can't be afraid to get talked about. Are you with me? I'll probably get shot at. You can't, amen? Probably get shot. You can't be afraid because we have to go ye therefore. If we don't, who will? If we don't, who can? If you are here and you're not a member of the church, there's some things that you must do to become a member. You must hear God's word. You can't get around it. You must hear his word. You must believe what you heard. You must repent. You must repent in your heart and say, I don't want to do this no more. I want to go your way, Lord. I heard your word. I want to do what you would have me to do. That's a must. We can't get around that. We must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. We must be baptized in water for remission of sin. But my hair, I just came from the beautician, and my hair, you must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You must stay faithful in God's grace. You must come to worship. You must give. You must sing. You must commune. Amen. You must teach. You must preach. You can't get around these things. Are you with me? It's a must. It's a must when you get in. It's a must. And if you have that must in you, that must about to break out. Are you with me? Because you must. And one of the most important things is you must love. If you are here and you are not, and you are a member and you are in need of prayer, as we together stand and sing the song that was appointed, you may ask for prayers at this time.